The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Bishop Michael Curry, wrote a book entitled Crazy Christians, A Call to Follow Jesus. And I think a group from St. Cross may have actually read the book last year as part of a formation series. In any case, being here on the day that we celebrate St. Francis, looking out onto the congregation, preaching to not only you fine folks, but to also your dogs, your cats, your lizards, snakes, what have you, I'm reminded of why we sometimes call ourselves crazy. On this day, when we bring our animals to church to be blessed, we remember Francis of Assisi, a saint who, in his own day, was definitely accused of marching to the beat of a different drummer. Now, St. Francis is widely known as the patron saint of ecology, of animals, and of peacemaking. His spirituality is based in simplicity, a commitment to the poor, and seeing God in all of creation, and entrusting in God's unconditional love. But this was also a guy who, in his 20s, stripped naked in the town square in front of his parents, his bishop, and everyone else around in order to renounce his inheritance. This is a guy who not only touched, but hugged and kissed lepers. He was known for preaching to animals, and I'm not sure what that says about me right now. A guy who founded a religious order based on the belief that Jesus' disciples could and should live the way that Jesus had. A guy who believed that when Jesus said things like, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, then come and follow me, Jesus actually meant it. No wonder people thought he marched to the beat of a different drummer. As one scholar wrote, Francis represents an audacious and outrageous challenge. He speaks the truth by living the truth. And as strange as some of this might sound, Francis's worldview, his commitment to simplicity and to the poor, stem from a theology that emphasized and trusted in God's goodness. A worldview that saw creation as revealing God's love and God's beauty. A worldview that sees the life we have been given as a joyous opportunity to be drawn into what Jesus reveals. Just last week, the clergy had an opportunity to go and hear from one of my favorite theologians and Christian thinkers, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, who was visiting the Diocese of Los Angeles. And at one point, after completely stumbling over my own words trying to introduce myself to the former Archbishop, I was just a little bit nervous, I told him that I steal a lot of his material for my sermons, to which he replied, "Glad I could be of service." So, with his permission, I'm going to go ahead and steal some more of his work for this sermon. During the gathering, Bishop Williams preached a sermon when he talked about truth. More specifically, the word truth as it shows up in the New Testament. We hear in John's Gospel, Jesus say things like, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Also in John's Gospel, there's that famous line from Pilate, "What is truth?" Bishop Williams explained that the ultimate truth of the universe is that this is all a gift. God's truth is God's being, Williams said. God is what he is. The ultimate truth is that God is the way he is as he is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. God is the endless circulation of unconditional love. Saint Francis lived a life that welcomed people into a certain kind of freedom. The freedom of knowing that we are invited into the gift of God's unconditional love. Francis lived a life aware of God's generosity, and his witness encourages us to live lives in celebration of that generosity. Now, with many of our animal friends here this day, I'm going to keep this sermon short, but I do want to say that our gospel lesson for this morning gives us some hints of what this means in practice. In the lesson we heard this morning, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Even in the midst of our anxieties, our concerns, our angers, our fears, when we allow ourselves to be opened to God's beauty, when we have our hearts expanded into the joy of the goodness of God, we can begin to imagine the easy yoke that Jesus calls us to. The work and the responsibility of reflecting God's goodness to the world around us. So, take a look at the beauty around you. If you brought an animal here today, take in the love that your pet brings you. Take a look at the people around you. Go ahead, take a look at the people around you. Maybe loved ones, strangers, friends, maybe even people you don't get along with. Remember that this is all a gift, and that we are called to the crazy work of reflecting God's generosity to the people and the places we encounter in our lives. Amen.